AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Dozens of homes have been destroyed by tornadoes on the outskirts of Oklahoma City area. AP correspondent Ken Miller reports the severe weather there began in the early afternoon, then around dusk, the storms really intensified.
Quite a bit of damage on the southwest side of Oklahoma City, a small town called Bridge Creek, and also damaged some homes in a town called Amber and a town called Blanchard. These are all small towns on the southwest side. Storm system then started tracking eastward, and an apparent tornado struck along Interstate 35 and apparently overturned some cars and other vehicles on the interstate.
The terminal at Will Rogers World Airport in Oklahoma City was evacuated twice as strong storms approached the area. By the way, the Grady County Sheriff's Office says all animals at a zoo hit by a tornado in Tuttle, about 25 miles southwest of Oklahoma City, have been accounted for. A line of severe storms also rumbled through Kansas, producing at least 9 tornadoes. A week after riots erupted in Baltimore over the death of a black man in police custody, Maryland's governor has lifted a state of emergency, but he and the city's mayor say repairing the damage will take time.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says last week's unrest revealed a fractured relationship between police and the community.
This relationship can't go anywhere without that trust.
To repair it, she's asked the Justice Department to conduct an investigation into police practices in the city.
To lay that foundation of trust.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says it's clear tensions remain high in Baltimore, and while he sees no easy solution, he says creating more jobs will be a key.
That's what we heard as we walked around the streets. They're hopeless because they can't find a job.
Hogan says Baltimore's social ills have taken decades to grow and will need decades of work to repair. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hawaii now at the front of a national discussion over the future of ethanol and gasoline. Lawmakers passed a bill putting an end to the requirement that the corn-based additive be mixed into fuel sold in the state. This is AP Radio News. The IMF says Asian economies will lead world growth in 2015, expanding at a 5.6% pace. That's level with last year. A new AP GFK poll finds Americans split down the middle on whether they would support a candidate on the basis of keeping or undoing the president's executive action on immigration. AP correspondent Emily Swanson is in Washington.
Our poll actually found that Americans don't really see much difference. They're about equally likely to support that policy either way, whether it ends in citizenship or it ends in legal status for the people who are in the country right now.
An Atlanta area sheriff has been charged with a misdemeanor in the shooting of a real estate agent at a model home. Clayton County Sheriff Victor Hill charged with reckless conduct in the shooting, which critically wounded Guinevere McCord. The DA says he has questions about Hill's account, which was that he was conducting police training exercises at the time. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.